lovely 7 o'clock in the morning. It's Ian Dempsey with you until 9. It's Monday, it's the 16th of November. And before we go anywhere, let's get the very latest news headlines. And Sinead Spain has all your details. Morning, Sinead.
Good morning, Ian. France has responded to the terror attacks in Paris by dropping 20 bombs on Islamic State stronghold in Syria. Jets targeted a jihadi recruitment centre, a training camp and arms depot in the city of Raqqa, according to the French Defence Ministry. A minute's silence is to be held in Paris later to remember the victims of Friday's attacks. Juliette Gash reports now from Paris.
At midday local time, President François Hollande will lead a nationwide minute's silence in homage to the victims of the terrorist attacks last Friday night. He'll be accompanied at the Sorbonne University by Prime Minister Manuel Valls and several other ministers. It comes ahead of a gathering of the National Parliament at Versailles. It's the first time Parliament will sit since Friday's attacks, and President Hollande is expected to request an extension of the state of emergency. Furthermore, he'll detail France's response to the attacks claimed by Islamic State. He's already promised a pitiless counterattack, with the bombardment of IS stronghold Raqqa in Syria last night sending a clear message. Juliette Gash, Today FM News, Paris.
An international manhunt is underway for a man thought to have been involved in the attacks. 26-year-old Salah Abdel Islam was born in Brussels and was reportedly stopped by police early on Saturday near the Belgian border and let go after having his ID checked. He's suspected of renting a car to take gunmen to the Bataclan Theatre, where at least 89 people died. Bethany Swain used to work at a nearby bar where 19 people were killed.
Those that were there, they're not going to see him again. It's strange. I can't go to the bar anymore and sit there and just wait to meet them. It's unbelievable, really. It's not quite sunk in. It's still surreal. Can't believe it's happened yet.
Here at Home, Gardaí investigating the murder of a mother of two in County Westmeath at the weekend have arrested a man. The body of 43-year-old Bridget Maguire was found at a house at Ballinacargy, County Westmeath, at 9:30 on Saturday. The man in his 50s was arrested in Mullingar last night and has been held at Mullingar Garda Station. A Donegal man who killed 8 people in a car crash 5 years ago will find out today if he'll have to serve more time in prison. Sean Kelly of Hill Road in Ballymagan was jailed for 2 years for what was described as the worst fatal collision in the history of the state. Our courts correspondent Frank Graney reports.
Sean Kelly was jailed just a few days before last Christmas and has served almost half of his 2-year term. The 26-year-old initially denied dangerous driving causing the deaths of 8 people on July 11, 2010, but changed his plea just before his trial got underway. 7 of those killed were crammed into his Volkswagen Passat and none of them were wearing seatbelts as he sped towards Buncrana from a pub in Clonmany. His 8th victim, 66-year-old Hugh Friel, was on his way home from bingo that night when their paths tragically met. Last month, lawyers for the DPP argued his sentence was unduly lenient and they'll find out this morning if their appeal has been successful. Frank Graney, Today FM News.
And finally from today, lesbian and gay couples who are legally entitled to get married in Ireland. The last legal hurdle was cleared last week when the Justice Minister, Francis Fitzgerald, signed the commencement order for the Marriage Equality Act. The new laws come into effect following the referendum vote in May. 62% voted to change the constitution to allow for same-sex marriage. Tiernan Brady is policy director of the equality group Glen, and he says today is a special day.
Today is a very special day for the couples in particular who have been married abroad until now, and today in the afternoon will have their marriages finally recognised in Ireland.
Today FM, we love sport and weather next.
The nights are drawing in.
Time now for your news with Susan Keogh.
Thanks, Louise. Good afternoon. A Derry man accused of murdering his pregnant ex-girlfriend has told his trial that he saw red when she told him her baby wasn't his. Stephen Cahoon of Harvey Street in Derry admits grabbing and pushing Jean Quigley during a row in July of 2008, but denies her murder. Our court's correspondent Frank Graney reports.
Jean Quigley's mother found her daughter's naked body lying on a bed at her home in Derry City on July 26, 2008. The 30-year-old mother of four had known Stephen Cahoon since St. Patrick's Day that year, and the jury heard they struck up a loving relationship that led to her becoming pregnant with his child soon afterwards. Cahoon became a suspect after the PSNI learned there'd been a falling out between the couple in the lead-up to her death. From the witness box today, the accused admitted they fought on the night in question. He said he saw red when she told him the baby wasn't his. He said he snapped, pushed her onto the bed and put his hand on her throat, but stopped when her face started to turn a different colour. He said he gave her CPR at that point, but it was no use, and insists he didn't know she was dead when he left. His trial will resume next week. Frank Graney, Today FM News at the Central Criminal Court.
A memorial service has taken place in Paris for the 130 people who lost their lives in the IS terror attacks in the city a fortnight ago. Around 1,000 family members attended the official tribute where the names of all of those who died were read out. Elaine Cobb is CBS news correspondent in Paris and says 190 people are still in hospital following the attacks.
There are still a few dozen in the hospital in critical condition. There are 190 altogether. Still in the hospital. So many have been badly wounded. There are going to be those, as President Hollande said, who will be scarred for life physically as well as emotionally.
There's good news for householders this afternoon with two energy companies announcing that they're cutting their prices. Electric Ireland says it's cutting its residential gas rates by 2.5% from January, resulting in an annual saving of around €23 a year. Meanwhile, SSE Airtricity is cutting its electricity price for 340,000 customers, cutting €23 a year off bills. The move has been welcomed by Energy Minister Alex White, who says it's important for customers to shop around for the best prices. Finally, Today FM's Whole Lot Alive has hit number one in the iTunes charts after its record-breaking launch this afternoon. Over 100 musicians gathered here in Today FM for the biggest ever live performance on Irish radio. Juliette Gash reports.
Tony, we miss you. Tony, we love you. And this is especially for you and all your fans.
Ian Dempsey paying tribute this Tony Fenton Friday to the dude who passed away in March. Over 100 musicians gathered for this epic performance to officially launch Whole Lot Alive. Gavin Blake, who engineered the tracks on the album, says Tony's musical taste was a huge influence.
That was certainly part of it. And then we went with what we liked as well.
Pamela Blake produced the album.
If he was still here, he'd love what's going on. There's a really great buzz around at the moment. He'd be all over this album.
Whole Lot Alive knocked Adele off the number one spot this afternoon as the most downloaded album on iTunes here. All proceeds go to the Irish Cancer Society as part of the Shave or Die campaign. Juliette Gash, Today FM News.
How amazing was that? 100 musicians, one song.
Today FM will have sport and weather next.
100-102 Today FM across the nation with your news. Here's Susan Keogh.
Thanks, Matt. Good evening. One man has died and two have been injured in a shooting at a hotel in North Dublin. Gardaí are investigating the incident at the Regency Hotel in Drumcondra this afternoon. From there, Helen Vaughan reports.
There's a heavy Garda presence around the Regency Hotel in Drumcondra after one man died and two were injured in a shooting this afternoon. The injured have been taken to the Mater and Beaumont hospitals. This man, who was at a boxing weigh-in at the hotel around 2:30 this afternoon, says men burst in dressed in army or Garda uniforms.
I just saw a gun, AK-47, and then he started shooting it up, you know, and then all run. Where everybody can, just run. We just come for a fight, you know, and now we go home.
Gardaí are interviewing locals about what happened at the scene, and a full forensic examination is due to be carried out. Helen Vaughan, Today FM News, in Drumcondra in North Dublin.
The Labour leader has launched her party's campaign with a swinging attack on Sinn Féin's tax policy. Meanwhile, Renew says it should be elected to government in order to hold Enda Kenny to his promise about Michael Lowry. Our political correspondent Gavin Riley reports.
Launching the Labour campaign, which promises, among other things, to deliver Ireland's lowest ever class sizes, Joan Burton didn't take long to attack Sinn Féin. She said people working hard for their money should be wary of Sinn Féin in power.
I'm going to say to voters to beware of Sinn Féin creeping in the night and offering, for instance, to raise taxes on people who earn more than 100,000 by a swinging 6%.
Meanwhile, Renewal launched its own list of redline issues for any prospective government, telling people not to believe everything Enda Kenny says. The Taoiseach this morning ruled out working with Michael Lowry in a future government, but Lucinda Creighton is wary query about how long it took.
It's important that there is a party that has unequivocally from day one said that we would not do business with somebody who has had such serious adverse findings against them by a tribunal of inquiry here in Dublin Castle. It's important for us, and indeed I believe it's important for the Irish people, that Renew Ireland will be a part of the next government to make sure that that commitment is honoured.
Gavin Riley, Today FM News, Dublin.
The High Court has ruled that the wife of a former government minister doesn't have an arguable defence to AIB's case for a €1.6 million guarantee. Deirdre Yates, who's married to News Talk broadcaster Ivan Yates, had tried to argue she wasn't made aware of the full risks involved. Our court's correspondent Frank Graney reports.
6 years ago, Deirdre Yates agreed to guarantee €1.6 million of a €6.7 million loan to Celtic Bookmakers Limited, which has since gone into liquidation. She was a director of the company, but her husband Ivan, a former Fine Gael Minister for Agriculture, managed it from day to day. She signed off on the guarantee, which specifically named the family home in Enniscorthy, County Wexford, as security. The bank demanded repayment in 2014, but in her challenge to the application for summary judgment, the primary school teacher claimed she wasn't aware her house was at risk when she signed the papers, and accused AIB of not advising her to get independent legal advice, a claim described by Mr Justice Seamus Noonan today as patently incorrect. He then ruled in favour of the bank and put matters back until next week. Frank Graney, Today FM News, at the High Court.
Finally, Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to a cash-in-transit robbery in County Meath this morning. Just after 10 o'clock, two men wearing balaclavas, one of whom was armed with an iron bar, threatened two workers as they were transferring cash to a business premises on Main Street in Jaleek. An amount of cash was taken and they fled the scene in a van believed to be a silver Ford Transit with the partial registration number 01WW. The van travelled through Main Street Jaleek in the direction of Drogheda and was discovered a short time later burnt out at the rear of the old graveyard in Dalek. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to come forward.
Today FM Sport. With Burger
102 Today FM across the nation. With your news, here's Susan Keogh.
Thanks, Matt. Good evening. The two families involved in last night's tragic accident in Buncrana in County Donegal say they're devastated. In a statement this evening, the Daniels and McGrotty families say they've been inundated with support and sympathy from the local community and further afield, and that it's deeply appreciated, but they've appealed for privacy to grieve. President Michael D. Higgins is leading tributes to the five people who lost their lives when the car they were in went off the pier in Buncrana. A baby girl was rescued from the car by a passerby. From Buncrana, Juliet Gash reports.
Five people across three generations from one extended family have lost their lives in the worst tragedy to hit Buncrana in decades. Sean McGrotty, his sons Mark, aged 12, and Evan, aged 8, his mother-in-law Ruth Daniels and her daughter Jodie Lee, who was 14, died when their car went into the water off Buncrana Pier. John McCarter from the Loch Swilly RNLI says it was submerged within moments.
There was enough time for them to pass the little child out the window, and a very brave man went into the water and retrieved that child, and then the car literally slipped onto the water within seconds.
The four-month-old baby girl has been reunited with her mother, Louise McGrotty, who was away for the weekend when the tragedy happened. The North's Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, spent time with her this morning.
I don't think there are any words of comfort for anybody that loses five family members. All that we can do is give as much support to the family as we possibly can, and the community in Derry and in Donegal will rally behind them.
These women from Derry were among the scores leaving floral tributes at the scene.
Tragic. Everybody knows everybody, so one person hurts, everybody thinks it, so
it's just like a dark cloud, everybody. It's just numb.
The funeral for the five family members is expected to be held in Derry on Thursday. Juliet Gash, Today FM News, Buncrana in Donegal.
One person has died and 12 others have been injured in a crash in Scotland. A bus collided with a 4x4 vehicle just north of Ardrossan. Paramedics were called to the scene just after 2 o'clock this afternoon. A major incident has been declared and two air ambulances are at the scene. Éireann Radeiran has criticised trade unions representing Dart drivers for withdrawing from discussions at the Workplace Relations Commission. Management and unions had been due to attend talks tomorrow aimed at averting industrial action over a new 10-minute service due to come in on April the 10th. But SIPTU and the MBRU have withdrawn from the negotiations, saying they won't discuss rosters without a discussion about pay too. The move has been described by Éireann Radeiran as regrettable. Dart drivers have already been balloted for strike action in the event the company introduces the new timetable. Pay claims have also been lodged at Bus Éireann and Dublin Bus. Locals are being interviewed in Abishrul in County Longford this evening as part of two investigations into a fatal plane crash there. William Hillock from Mullingar in County Westmeath, who was in his 40s, died when his single-seater aircraft came down at the Abishrul aerodrome at around 6 o'clock yesterday evening. The Garda helicopter is being used to take aerial photographs of the crash site, while the Aviation Authority is also investigating. Journalist with the Longford Leader newspaper, Patrick Conboy, says it's understood it was the first time that particular plane was flown.
I do believe, though, that the aircraft in question was an aerobatic aircraft. The pilot, I understand, recently acquired this plane over in Germany, and this was one of his first flights using it.
Finally, a change of colour scheme for Dublin's post boxes has caused confusion for people posting letters in the capital today. Some of Dublin's post boxes have turned from green to red, their original colour under British rule. The makeover is part of an interactive history project created for On Post that marks key locations in the 1916 Rising. A special 1916 video has been made for each post box location that can be downloaded on your smartphone.
Today FM.
Thanks, Matt. Good evening. Around 20 relations of the victims of the Berkeley tragedy are due to arrive in California this evening. Six students were killed when a fourth floor balcony collapsed and seven more were injured. Investigators are examining whether dry rot was a factor in the collapse. Juliet Gash reports.
A J1 is meant to be a rite of passage. It is for a lot of people. The summer of love, the summer of fun. And when you see those faces today, I think it brings back to everybody what those days are meant to be.
Taoiseach Joan Burton paid tribute in the Dáil to the six students whose lives were so tragically cut short yesterday. Family members of the deceased and injured have been arriving in Berkeley and are being assisted by the Irish consulate in nearby San Francisco. Father Alan Hilliard is chaplain at DIT.
Parents walking into emptiness and not having had said goodbye. The admiration I'd have for people in foreign affairs who really go above and beyond the call of duty in offering support to families.
Meanwhile, investigators are looking into what caused the balcony to collapse so suddenly, with dry rot a likely factor. Reporter with KBCS Radio Holly Kwan says the balcony may not have been built to carry so much weight.
The design committee that approved the plan said that those balconies were really for decoration. They really weren't meant for heavy use. There's only two balconies on that side of the building, and because of that, it looks like those balconies were simply for a decoration, not really meant for 13 people to get on top of them.
Here at home, books of condolence are being opened up across the country. These people pay tribute in Dunleary.
Heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking.
Very, very sad. I spent the morning crying. All those people who had so much promise.
Juliet Gash, Today FM News.
Meanwhile, Ireland's ambassador to the United States has written to the New York Times to complain about insensitive and inaccurate language in its reports on the Berkeley disaster. Anne Anderson says an article in the newspaper has caused deep offence by suggesting that the behaviour of the students was a factor in the collapse of the balcony. She also denied that the J1 visa programme was a source of embarrassment for Ireland and that incidents of antisocial behaviour are wholly unrepresentative of the majority of Irish visitors. Earlier, the New York Times issued a statement apologising for the article. It agreed the language used was insensitive and it says it was never its intention to blame the victims. In a tweet this evening, the Equality Minister, who had earlier called for an apology, described it as pathetic. Éan Oireadán says he doesn't want to take the matter further and that it's now time to focus on the bereaved. To some other news now, the jury has been shown photographs of bruises on the face and body of a 10-month-old baby who was allegedly violently shaken by her childminder. 34-year-old Sandra Higgins of the Beaches, Drumgola Wood in Cavan, denies causing serious harm to the infant at her home on March the 28th, 2012. Our court's correspondent Francesca Cummin reports.
As books of photographs were distributed to members of the jury, prosecuting barrister Sean Galan said these aren't pleasant, but it's agreed they're necessary. The baby's parents parents left court as consultant paediatrician Alan Finan gave evidence that the photos illustrated the large bruises on both sides of the infant's forehead, which he said were associated with a significant underlying swelling. Mr. Finan, who examined the child in 2012, said there were also bruises on her ear, over each cheekbone and several on her body, along with scratches on her left leg. The courts heard childminder Sandra Higgins brought the baby into hospital in March 2012 because it was having a seizure. However, she is now accused of having shaken the baby. The trial continues. Francesca Cummins, Today FM News at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court.
Finally this hour, the HSE is advising parents of under sixes to check with their doctors to see if they're taking part in the free GP scheme. Almost 30,000 children are now registered, while so far around 1,500 doctors have signed up to participate. The scheme goes live in around 2 weeks' time.
Today FM Sports.